Oasis Audio presents Pavilion of Women by Pearl S. Buck. Read for you by Adam Verner. Chapter 1. It was her 40th birthday. Madame Wu sat before the tilted mirror of her toilet case and looked at her own calm face. In her mind, she was comparing it with the face she had seen in the same mirror when she was 16. On that day, she had risen from her marriage bed early, for she had always been an early riser. And putting on her new chamber robe, she had come into the same room and had taken her place before the toilet table. She had sat in her quiet fashion, easily motionless, and had gazed at her young face. "Can it be that I look the same today as yesterday?" she had asked herself on that first morning after her marriage. She had examined her face minutely, broad, low forehead, yesterday stripped of its girlhood fringe, long eyes, delicate nose, the oval of cheeks and chin, and the small red mouth, that morning very red. Then Ying, her new maid, had hurried in.
"Madam," she had faltered. "I thought today you would not be so early."
Ying's cheeks had been bright with blushes. Madam's own cheeks were as pearly pale as usual, above the red mouth. "I like to get up early," she had replied in her usual gentle voice. The voice which in the night the young man whom she had never seen before had told her was like the voice of a singing bird. At this moment, 24 years later, as though she knew what her mistress was remembering, Ying spoke from behind the heavy redwood chair. Her hands were busy with the coils of Madame Wu's shining straight black hair, but she had now made these coils for so many years that she could lift her eyes from the task and look at the beautiful face in the mirror.
"Lady, you have changed not at all in these 24 years,
Ying said. "Are you thinking of that morning, too?" Madame Wu replied. She met Ying's eyes in the mirror with affection. Ying had grown stout in 20 years of being married to the head cook, but Madame Wu was as slender as ever. Ying laughed loudly.
"I was more shy than you that morning, lady," she said. "Ah, ya, how shy I was then. With how little cause, eh, lady? It's only natural what goes on between men and women, but then it seems some sort of magic."
Madame Wu smiled without reply. She allowed Ying complete freedom in all she said, but when she did not wish to carry on the conversation, she made her smile fleeting and kept silence after it. Ying fell silent, too. She pretended dissatisfaction with a coil of the smooth black hair under her fingers, and pursing her lips, she let one strand down and put it up again. When it was finished, she put 2 jade pins into the coil, one on either side, and wetting her hands with an oiled perfume, she smoothed Madame Wu's already sleek head.
"My jade earrings," Madame Wu said in her clear, pretty voice. It was a voice so feminine that it concealed everything. "I knew you would want to wear them today," Ying exclaimed. "I have them ready."
She opened a small box covered with flowered silk and took out the earrings and fastened them carefully through Madame Wu's little ears. 24 years ago, young Mr. Wu had come into this room at the exact moment when she addressed her mistress freshly in a soft, wide-sleeved red satin coat over a pleated black satin skirt, whose panels were embroidered front and back with birds and flowers. In his hand, Mr. Wu had held this box. His handsome eyes were full of sleepy content. He had handed the box to Ying, being too well-mannered to speak to his bride before a servant. "Put these in your mistress's ears," he had said. Ying had cried out over the flawless clarity of the jade and had held them before the bride's eyes. Those eyes had lifted to her husband for one moment before she dropped the lids with graceful shyness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?